You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late! Welcome, Black, to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow. I wonder who's going to be on with Jazz Tyler on Monday.
I don't know.
Bailey thinks she knows. I don't think she knows. Along with my girl. She ain't going to be on. But along with my girl.
Bailey Coleman.
All right. So, yeah, y'all got to try to figure it out. And the poll that Xavier initially put up had said today. I have a full day. Full day.
You got something else going on today? What's the problem?
Well, you know, I've got to be at the Bader Philanthropies barbecue.
We all family, ain't we?
Yeah. You can come to the barbecue, but you'll be working.
Yeah, I got, you know what?
See what I'm saying? I'll be trying to invite you.
They didn't see me yesterday.
There you go. I took
my own advice yesterday.
Right.
And I took a day off.
Yeah, and see, while I'm at the barbecue, you're going to be getting ready for your appointment later today. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Now I remember.
I got it on my calendar, actually. Yeah, so man. It won't be. I got a reminder. I got the whole. Yeah. I need, because y'all know I could hardly walk yesterday when I was in here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had some trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I told you all about the car accident, the knee, the whole situation.
You got to put it in your rider so you can get a scooter. Be like, look, I need a scooter to get me to or from.
Yeah. I don't currently have a rider, but okay.
What?
I do not.
Damn.
I do not currently have a rider.
Okay. Damn. That's not, okay.
Yeah. I don't have one of those. So.
Okay. So. The poll with the wrong day was removed, but I believe it was 100% of people acting like they knew.
I still look like I'm higher up than you, Homer.
Well, lower yourself. See, we are.
But you
equals.
Know what? So, it's because of the view of the camera. See, you have a pulled out. Mm-hmm. Sort of camera view.
Right.
And they right up in on my forehead.
Xavier, can you bring the camera black a little bit off of Bailey for our YouTube and Facebook Live? She doesn't want to be like right there. And I see it because she is. She like, it looked like she's about to give a serious news report. And today.
Milwaukee Black Media
on BC.com.
Okay.
We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about that.
I mean, he all up on me.
Yeah, listen.
He done pulled up on me. I mean, I like the, but we, it's too close.
Yeah.
You all up.
Black up off me. Nurse Ari Kawanda said, I did because you said if you listen, you would know. Okay. And then.
See? And where are we currently sitting at with the poll?
I told my love, sincere Ronnie Ray Real, that you will be on Real Talk. She said that.
All right, let's see.
Minister Kevin said, I had no clue. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know,
until Bailey decided.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? And you gave it away. I just was hinting around.
Shout out to Dr. Clarissa Lawrence. She said, take care of yourself, Bailey. Girl, I'm trying to. I'm finna go. Listen, y'all need to do this too. Y'all need to visit my girl Patrice over at Calm Wellness. She gonna take care of this today. Whatever's wrong, it's gonna be okay. It's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a problem. It's better today because I stayed off my feet yesterday.
Yeah.
But, you know, she going whatever. She going to massage it out for me.
Yep, she going to work it out.
Yep.
Going to work it out. And you'll be all good. You'll be all good. But shout out to everybody that have a clue until Bailey says something.
The poll says that, it's 50-50 now.
See?
Now, y'all knew. Come on, y'all smart.
No, they didn't.
Y'all smart. Bailey
ratted me out. Bailey, you told them. You told them.
That's okay. You want them to know because you want them to tune in.
That's why I was hinting around to it.
You can get your girl Jazz some extra hits.
Yeah, but that's why I was hinting around to it.
Whatever, Homer.
You know, that's the...
No. No.
You want it to be intriguing.
No. No.
You want it to be somewhat of a mystery.
Some things you just want to put out there and you want people to know. That's it.
And you damn sure enough did it. You said, to hell with everything else. It's him. It's going to be you.
They'll be fine. They're going to enjoy themselves. They're going to listen in the morning and catch you in the afternoon with Jazz as well.
They're going to tap in.
They're going to tap in with Jazz.
All right.
She going to get some extra taps because you're there too. Tap, 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 tap.
Bailey, what is in your coffee?
Well, you know, today.
Is it extra? What is that? Because I don't drink coffee. So what is it that gives them extra with the coffee?
Well, it's the caffeine. But this is actually this morning.
Is it called espresso or something? Or
no,
is that,
no. It's okay, just whatever. The caffeine.
Okay.
Actually, I'm having a latte this morning.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
But we were talking with our girl, our young lady, Sierra,
uh-huh.
who is, you know, helping us keep things together around here.
Uh-huh.
And Sierra has a cold brew that I had over the weekend. It's really good.
Okay. Yeah.
And I don't usually do a lot of cold, you know, cold drinks, cold coffee drinks. But she had one that was really good this weekend.
Did you say cold brew? Got her.
Yeah.
Dang, what's up?
My bad.
See, you're going to learn today. We're going to go to our Truth Talk text lines. We got Al MKE. Al MKE, great morning. We love you. We appreciate you. You hear us right now. Al didn't know. What's your truth, Al?
My truth is I didn't even know. I'm just going to be honest.
Thank you.
But I was going to go back to what you were talking about earlier.
Okay.
With the way everything is going, we kind of seem like unorganized. Not us, but just like with the Democrat Party and then with the voting, me personally, and it's just me, I feel like Mandela was only put in there to split the votes. I wouldn't be surprised if he was team whites because I'm going based off his aura. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't he go to a private school? Because he said he went to Milwaukee Public Schools. But his aura and his vibes does not give me brown people.
Wow.
Because, you know, if you're making peanut butter jelly sandwiches in Iron Mountain, Michigan, this is just an example, okay? If you're making peanut butter jelly sandwiches in Iron Mountain, Escanaba, Sheboygan, Manitowoc, you know, Little Shoe, Slinger,
ooh,
how can you really try to say you're for people who look like us? Because if I'm not mistaken, I thought he graduated from a private, but I know he said during there he had went to a public. So I'm just looking at everything because if we're really talking about unity and we're trying to get forward, I would think one person would say, well, look, I already been there and done that, and I already got the hint the first time. Because you're only going to give me one time to tell me I'm not wanting, then I'm removing myself gracefully.
Ooh.
But if you keep going back, and going back, you have a motive that you don't want to see somebody else get ahead. Because I can guarantee you this, they're not eating no peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and no Escanaba, no Ironwood, no Iron Michigan, no Manitowoc, no Sheboygan, no Freedom, no Marathon. Now, they might be having raw ground beef and onions, okay, or they might be having some sheep on their back, but they are not having no peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And I'll hang up and listen. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your call.
Okay.
All right.
Shall I start?
Yes, Bailey.
So.
See, I exhale a lot, too. So.
I'm for, let me just say, I'm for my people. Mm-hmm. Okay. I did not grow up in the hood. I'm not from Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. I'm from a place where people say, they got black people there?
They say that about Milwaukee, too.
They say that about Seattle, Washington, for real. And I often say, yes, my family and like two others. But anyways, mm-hmm. that's just being facetious.
Right.
I did not, you know, for you to be for your people, I think it's a stereotypical thing to say that, you know, we're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely down for my squad. You know, I'm down for my people.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't grow up in the hood. You know, I have a nephew who thinks he grew up in the hood. Shout out. He knows who he is. But really, in comparison to what goes on here mm-hmm. and how people live here, there's no hood where I came from. Okay.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two is I definitely didn't. If you thought, let me just say it like this. I grew up in the suburbs of Seattle.
Okay.
Okay. So I wasn't in the hood. I wasn't no place near it. Didn't know nothing about it. My parents moved us out to the suburbs, right? We lived in an area that was still multicultural.
Mm.
Okay. But you can't get away from a multicultural movement mm-hmm. In Seattle, Washington. Okay. So just because you're from there, from a certain place, my point is, doesn't mean that, you know, you're one way or another, or you're not down for your people. You know, that don't mean that. And, you know, I just wanted to make that point because whether people graduated from, you know, private school or public school, because I went to public school the whole time, mm-hmm. right? But it was, you know, that's why I can make the comparison from Brookfield or wherever, the suburbs, to Milwaukee.
Right.
Because I started off in what would be considered like a Milwaukee situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to what would be considered a Brookfield situation.
Well, Bailey, that's your truth. Well.
That is my truth.
Let me run down my truth. I'm so hood. I'm so hood.
You're DJ Khaled hood.
I'm so hood. Listen. I'm so hood. I was growing up on East Hubbard.
Nah.
Off Center Street. Nah. I'm so hood. I also grew up living on 2nd Street. All on the north side. I'm so hood.
I'm glad.
I grew up some of my life on 14th and Keith. I'm so hood. I lived growing up on 27th and Locust. I'm so hood. I lived out in Westmont for a little while. I'm so hood that I never lived on the South Side. We got to get ready to take some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning.
South Side is hood, too. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying, I never grew up on the South Side. East Side. I grew up on the East, East, East. I grew up on the North, North, North. I grew up on the West, West, West. So I didn't venture over there. We got to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
I'm the legendary Homer Blow. When summer turns up the heat, you can cool down with a shake from Cousin Subs. Our shakes are hand-spun with creamy vanilla gelato and blended into four delicious flavors: vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and mint. They're rich, smooth, refreshing, and the perfect sweet treat on a warm summer day. Whether you're stopping in for lunch, dinner, or just craving something cool, there's a flavor waiting for you. Cool down with a shake from Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Today, I don't know if y'all know, but the temperature's going to be rising again. We are going to be hot and humid. I think we're scheduled to get up to about 86, Bailey. Also,
86?
Yeah, also, the wildfire smoke is coming black. Like, I don't know if they have it timed or something, but
yeah.
It's like, it's coming black today. Like, how do you know that? Like, why is it still here?
Yes.
I was happy that it was gone. Be like, you know what? Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday, when it gets hot and humid again.
Yes.
Yeah, bring in the wildfire smoke.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, how? How do you, like, okay, we put it out.
Yeah.
And got it down, but then it went black up.
Right.
And now it's going to be
right.
All in y'all city.
Yeah.
That amazes me how they're going to do that. But listen, while you're trying to be cool, though,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Go on and get you one of them vanilla or strawberry shakes from
that's
Cousin Subs.
That's right,
what
there.
I'm going to do.
That's it. That's all.
That's all I'm saying. I'm going to give me a Cousin's shake and have a sub, and I'll be all good. Yeah, some people don't understand. I mean, I really love Cousins.
Sorry, yeah, I see.
You're like, yeah, I noticed that. You think? Like, yeah, I do. So, but yeah, today will be a shake day. I'm just trying to tell you.
Shake it up.
Yep. So, yeah, go ahead and get you a shake and look outside at the at the clouds. Be like, why does it look this way?
Yeah.
You know, that wildfire smoke. So, again, if you have any respiratory issues,
yeah.
You know, please don't go out while that smoke is out there because we've already
have
had
your mask on if
you
do.
We've had a chance
N95.
To see what it looks like.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just inhaling it, it's bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, please make sure that you wear a mask, you know, and N95.
Mm-hmm.
If you have it.
Yeah.
But something. You need to have something because it's just not a good look. It's not a good look for you as a human, and it's not good for our pets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, we cannot have Oreo trying to inhale all of this.
Is Oreo back in the studio?
Oreo is right there.
Oh, with
there go Oreo.
Sierra.
Hey, Oreo. Oreo, like, who that calling my name?
Exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, so, you know, be mindful of your pets, the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but yeah, so the wildfire smoke is black. Like I said, I don't know how they time it.
Right.
They were saying it last week, like, and then on Thursday, like.
Right.
How?
Yeah.
What? Put more water on it. you know what I'm saying? Like, shut it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah.
It is.
Xavier, you got some wild smoke stories or something?
Oh, no, I was just going to say this is happening all over the world. This is what happens when you ignore climate change for, what, the last 50 years? People have been warned about this, and now we're just reaping the consequences of it.
Basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm saying I understand the global warming and us talking about it, the El Nino effect and all of those things, but to just time it to where it's going to be on a Thursday, but then Friday it'll be out again. Like,
oh, it's just with the winds.
You get what
stuff
I'm saying?
Like,
yeah, the winds didn't die the hell down for a whole week and a half. We've been rid of it for a minute. I went to Texas to MC and host for my friend Too Short, and I left in the thick of it, right? And then when I came back, it was like, hey, we so good. And now here we are.
Oh, no, these are new
all
fires.
All over.
Though.
What I'm saying is they should have dropped the whole water on the whole forest, like everything. Just drop water. Because you know how they do when you're trying to save your property, they water down the homes or the property. So, you know, so why ain't y'all doing that? Y'all already knew we had a huge problem.
Right.
Do something. That's all I'm saying. So, but yeah, Bailey, mask up, people.
Okay.
Mask up. That's all we got to say. You
mask
know,
up.
Keep it real to the next level. You got to just mask up. What does my poll look like, Bailey? Again, did you know? I just want to know the percentage. Did you know that Homer Blow is going to be the guest on Tap In with Jazz Tyler on Monday, August 3rd
yeah.
from 4 to 6 p.m.?
They say 62% no, and 38%, yes, but I don't believe that. I think y'all were smarter than that.
Oh, so what are you saying? Just because they didn't know until you blurted it out that now they...
I didn't blurt it out. I intentionally said it.
Say what I'm saying.
I intentionally said it.
Order in the studio, baby.
Because they knew.
They didn't. Obviously, they didn't. Look at the percentages.
I don't believe that.
Look at the poll.
I don't believe it.
But you see it with your own eyes.
There are anomalies in every poll.
Okay. Let's do a 0.3 margin of error, okay? They didn't know.
They knew.
They didn't know.
They knew.
Bailey, you spoiled the surprise.
Wasn't no surprise in that.
That's where I need a dang. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So, let's see. LeBron Taylor said the moon was gorgeous last night.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, well, you ain't got to worry about that now. You know, it's like you're going to learn today. Let's see. Madi said, I seen the moon at 5 a.m. in my truck out of town. Beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All to get smothered with the wildfire smoke.
Well.
Yeah. But, yeah, mask up, y'all. That's a serious situation. Speaking of a serious situation, Bailey, there was a situation where now two Milwaukee emergency 911 call takers placed on leave after a delayed response to an attack on a 99-year-old woman.
Right. 99-year-old woman.
She was being attacked inside her home. Milwaukee police said a 22-year-old man broke into the woman's home on Monday morning and beat her.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee Emergency Communications Director Desiree Mattel Anderson confirmed the two employees were placed on leave, supporting details first reported by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. According to the report, first responders were not dispatched after the woman's medical alert button was activated twice.
Mm-hmm.
The first alert was sent around 5:15 a.m. Police officers and an ambulance were not sent to the home until the woman called 911 herself around 8 a.m.
Yes.
The woman is expected to survive. 99 years old.
You got to, and yo, if you 99, first of all, okay, why is she by herself? That's just. At 99.
Well,
you know, I know some people are mobile and they can make it around. Yeah, I know, but no. I would just want to be there, you know.
No,
anyway.
I get it, but you can have some what they call honorary 99-year-olds or just seasoned citizens.
They really
don't want you there.
Yeah, I know, because they're completely mobile and the whole thing and the like. And that's
but that
leaves you open to situations
absolutely.
Like this. Because, you know, even though they're able to take care of themselves for the most part,
mm-hmm.
people do break in when they see vulnerable people and stuff like that. So that's a sad situation. But mm-hmm. beyond that, I mean, if somebody is that old and their little alarm thing goes off, mm-hmm. you need to be right there.
Right.
They need to, and that's what they're for. That's what they're made for, people at 911 dispatchers.
That's why they got the bracelets.
That's why they got the bracelets and the necklaces. That's why they have them.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, this is just unacceptable. They placed on leave. Why would they be placed on leave? And why is there two people doing that? What's going on with that?
Well,
why two people placed on leave?
Well,
the first person should have sent somebody out there as expeditiously as possible. You know, she was in Milwaukee, so that could be a part of it, too, because, you know, they'll hold up on us, mm-hmm. right? If we call in to 911 and we not, you know. But and then who is this 22-year-old?
Listen, for me, like, the fact that I hate that they on paid leave.
Exactly. They on paid leave.
They like, all right. You know what I'm saying?
I'm off.
Like,
I'm still getting paid, though.
Right.
What?
No.
Because.
And I believe that if the, I'm happy to hear that she's expected to survive.
Yeah.
But if she would not have, I would have wanted them charged with murder.
Yeah, exactly.
Or felony murder.
Exactly.
Because y'all got the calls.
Y'all, they're very lucky.
Yep.
that she is, they're expected to survive.
And I damn sure enough wouldn't have paid them while they, no.
Exactly.
While it's being investigated
exactly.
or whatever. No, you wouldn't have been paid.
Not at all.
You would
not a dime.
Have been paid.
Not a dime.
Yeah.
I mean, for me to know that it took 3 hours for the police
and then
to
this
get there?
22-year-old pervert, this
yeah.
disgusting thing that's supposed to be a human. See,
right.
this is why I have certain views on things. Like,
yeah.
And he is one of them that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the fullest extent. And I don't think we should have to take care of him for the rest of his life if he's convicted of this crime. You know what I'm saying? Some people just don't need to be here. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. But I think we've been telling y'all about State Fair a little
Hold
bit.
Hold on. Let me read this preamble.
Bailey!
No purchase necessary to enter the win. Contest is open to eligible Wisconsin residents age 18 or older, unless otherwise stated. Void where prohibited. Official contest rules are available on 1017thetruth.com. All contests are conducted in accordance with the station's official rules. Now!
Bailey.
What?
I'm just going to do this. Order in the studio, Bailey. All right?
Okay.
It ain't what you do, it's how you do it. So now, I'm going to... look for our 10th caller.
Wait a minute. I got to read this. I got to read the rest of this. You want to read it?
No.
Okay. You can read it.
No.
Okay.
I was waiting for you to finish it.
Okay.
Okay, people.
Get ready for State Fair Fun with 101.7 The Truth today. Thursday. What? What?
No, just.
You don't want me to read
yes!
it?
Yes. Yes. Read it. Help. Help me.
Today only. Thursday, July 30th, we're giving away 5 family 4-packs of Wisconsin State Fair tickets. That's your chance to win 4 tickets and enjoy all the food, rides, and entertainment at the 2026 Wisconsin State Fair running July 30th through August 9th. Listen all day for your cue to call to win. Don't miss it. Only on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And guess what? Now's your time. Okay, this is where you read your part.
Ha! Right. I can't. Listen. Be the 10th caller right now. For your chance to win this family 4-pack. And when you call in, if you are our caller number 10, I'm going to need you to share why you listen to The Truth, the award-winning Truth 101.7 FM.
I don't know why you're getting all upset. Caller 10, 833-212-1017. Caller number 10, 833-212-1017. You will be our winner.
We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Somebody's going to be the winner. Somebody's going to be a winner. Somebody's going to be a winner.
No, somebody is a winner.
We don't know yet. We don't know yet. We don't know yet.
Xavier knows.
Bailey is clowning. Bailey is clowning. Bailey is clowning. Listen, she's pulling off all the covers.
What?
Bailey.
What?
We got a number 10. We got a number 10.
Okay.
That's the person that's about to win.
You definitely not a rapper.
I know.
Yeah, that
I always say that.
You're a great DJ.
I can't sing.
I mean,
or rap.
You're a great DJ.
I know.
You should be able to get with the beat, though, sometimes. I can never do it. I can get with the beat if I need to get with the beat. I'm glad you can.
But when you freestyling, you're just doing whatever. I can get with the beat.
No, I can't.
It's okay. You know who's going to get with.
I told you where I grew up at. There's some disability.
Bailey! I don't know what the hell is in your coffee. What did you say you put in there different?
It's a latte. It's a little different.
Okay, so that's latte all. Is different from what you normally drink, right?
Well, I usually just drink straight up coffee.
Right, yeah. So
I had latte. No more latte.
No more latte for Bailey Coleman.
I'm finna get me another one.
We'll be out of here before you can get another
one. Okay, all right. Well, I'll get me one tomorrow.
Bailey.
What?
What the business is? You know, I love it.
I'm just being me.
Okay, so we're going to go and find out.
Just having a good time.
I know.
Shout out to my girl, Sierra. She really keeps us together.
Absolutely.
She keeps us together.
Except when you have latte.
And she makes an amazing BLT sandwich. I just want to put that out there for everybody.
Okay. But let's go to... I have real tear in my eye here. Because Bailey is giving me this much entertainment on this
morning.
I'm
not understanding. Okay.
Bust me out on who's going to be the guest on Monday. You've just been on a roll.
They knew.
They didn't know.
It's okay.
What's the percentage that didn't know?
Look at the new percentage. They just trying to chime on your side and make you feel better.
What is the percentage?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, that's because it's changing and you're understanding.
It doesn't matter.
That more people didn't know.
No.
But what we do know is that we have a
And you're
going
to be on with Jazz on Monday. 4 to 6. Both are hours.
You're going to be on. Well, she's on till 7.
Okay. So you're going to be on with Jazz. That's what we know.
I'm going to tap in with Jazz.
Oh, Tree.
Okay. Let's stop the suspense because we are giving away
Tree.
Family 4-packs of Wisconsin State Fair tickets. And, of course, we have our first winner of the day.
Yes.
So we can get some fanfare.
Yes.
Applause as we go to our 10th caller, DeAndre.
Woo!
DeAndre. Great morning.
Yes, sir. Love you. Yes. Great morning to you, Bailey.
Good morning, DeAndre.
Yes. So you have won our first State Fair family pack, 4 tickets.
Yes,
to this year's State Fair, kicks off on August 6th. And I need to know, are you a longtime listener and supporter of the Truth?
Absolutely. And I love when Bailey says my name when I do the Truth and Talks. It warms my heart. And I appreciate the two of you so much.
Oh, DeAndre. Aww.
There it is right there. I love it when you say it, Bailey. I love it.
So say it, Bailey.
DeAndre.
Just tickle your heart, don't it? Just tickle your heart. Bless your heart, DeAndre.
Bless your heart, DeAndre.
What is another reason why you listen to the Truth?
I think that was a good enough reason for me.
Damn. Okay. All righty, then.
besides that, there's many reasons, but just having the radio station that's dedicated to our issues and have the real talk around the things that are affecting our cities. I can do so many things in the morning when I'm headed to work, but this is one of the joys that I have to hear what you all are talking about. You keep the pulse on what's happening, and you make sure that we're keeping the community at the forefront of our minds. Not just with entertainment, home, of course, with your birthday for the kids and keeping us around those things, but the real things that are affecting us politically, socially, and community oriented. That's why I love Truth 1017.
All right. Thank you, DeAndre.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you, and we appreciate your continued support. So, again, you've got that 10 caller with that family 4-pack. He got a family 4-pack.
Tickets to Wisconsin State Fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he got 4 people.
I'm sure he does.
Because he could take Bailey Coleman.
Well, yeah, me and Kendall like to go. Let's go. Let's the whole squad. Let's get it.
Yeah. But congratulations to DeAndre. And again, yes. Your chance to win.
And thank you for listening. We appreciate everyone that listens.
Say his name again.
DeAndre.
See what I'm saying? The way she says it.
Whatever. Yeah. Homer. Yeah. What?
You ain't say it like you said, DeAndre.
Okay.
See?
If you say so, Homer.
Hater! Unfair.
Okay. Some haters
in the
building?
I can't work under these circumstances.
There are haters in the building. Haters in the building.
Bailey, you are... you are really... This latte? Or whatever the hell it is?
I've been told I laugh too much, so I'm going to stop laughing.
Bailey...
I'll cut my mic every time I get ready to laugh.
No, that latte. It's the latte.
It's the latte?
Yeah.
It is not the latte.
It is. You have been showing out.
Whatever, Homer.
See? Don't give a damn either. You're like, you're going to break that damn gavel. I don't care.
Well, you got whatever. You got 20 more, so it don't matter. We'll just bring the next one in.
You know what? How many mugs you got? Okay, that's all I'm saying.
No.
All right. So
I got fewer mugs than you got gavels.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what?
It's true.
I know. You know what else is true?
You know what else is true? We'll be back.
That part. Now that is the truth in the morning. How do we go black to something else?
We got something else to do.
Okay, all right. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.
These prize giveaways, they get us every time.
7 FM. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Milwaukee, don't miss out on the 101.7 The Truth Family Fest. It's happening Saturday, August 22nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and packed with music, family fun, community resources, and back-to-school support. Want to be a vendor or a sponsor? Visit TruthFamilyFest.com. That's TruthFamilyFest.com. Or email my girl, Sierra.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. That's Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A, at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Work in Education, and Ascension for making it possible. Yes, yes, yes.
Great morning, Troop Nation. Welcome
back.
Shout
out to LaRon Taylor. LaRon said, I vote for more lattes. Woo!
See, it's something in them. It's something in them.
There ain't nothing in the latte. Come on now.
It is something in
them. I just had some rest yesterday. That's what happened.
You know, it's something in them. Like, you're going to learn today.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying.
What?
Hey. to round out the show today.
Okay. We're rounding out. What?
That latte is really
vanilla latte.
It's
not just any latte. It's a vanilla. Vanilla. Homer, I'm just giving you the business.
I know you are. Let me just say updates.
Okay.
I like to make sure that we try to give updates to different situations.
Okay.
And in July of 2025, there was a situation where the 7-year-old boy was kidnapped.
Right.
And being held for a ransom.
Right.
One of the teens that was involved
yeah.
has been found guilty.
Right.
In the July 2025
plot. He pled guilty, though, right?
Kidnap. Yeah, after a plea deal. With a plea deal. Milwaukee boy at gunpoint. So in his role, the teen has confessed to his role in a plot last summer to snatch a 7-year-old boy off the street at gunpoint and hold him for ransom. Barry Coleman was 14 when he was charged with multiple felonies in the July 11th abduction of Jamal White, known as Baby J, and this was in 2025.
This is the one where the daddy ran inside the house, right?
Yes.
When the baby, instead of trying to protect his baby, he ran in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Just so we're clear.
Coleman, now 15, pleaded guilty July 29th to robbery with use of force and possession of a firearm as an adjudicated delinquent. Two other charges, kidnapping while using a dangerous weapon as a party to a crime and possession of a dangerous weapon while under the age of 18, were dismissed as part of a plea agreement. To me, those are some of the more serious charges.
Yeah, those are.
So, and they will still be read into the court record at sentencing.
Okay.
But, you know, he won't have to be, his sentence won't reflect that. Sentencing was set for October 9th before Milwaukee County Circuit Judge David Borowski.
Yeah.
My judge.
Yeah. It's your guy.
Yeah.
Over.
No weed smoking in the courtroom.
None of that.
Get us some air.
Be respectful.
There it is. We need air in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. You know, we'll see. A criminal complaint
What do you think should happen to him? The young man. You think they should be charging him as an adult? Or are they?
They are, because that's why they can say his name.
Oh, mm. Yeah. Well, then there you go.
Yeah, but, yeah.
See, you get caught up here. Trip. Listen, you get caught up here like this in Wisconsin
mm-hmm.
at that age. Mm-hmm. You'd be 12 years old, maybe even 10.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. And if you're black, they care even less.
Yeah.
They go throw the book at you. Well, I don't know. You know, some of these kids walk out and it's nothing, right?
And this is the fear that I have.
I mean,
it's a fear that I have because, again, lessons need to be learned.
Well, here's the deal. You do adult crimes, they're going to charge you as an adult.
Yeah. And,
you know?
And he was part of the plotting. Remember, I read the criminal complaint.
You know, the little kids, and I think he's a little kid. Mm-hmm. To little kids, these things all seem fun. Mm. And like, oh, we're not going to get in trouble for this. Or,
putting a gun on a 7-year-old.
You know, to some of these.
Helping plot it.
But see, here's the thing. Some of these kids think that ain't nothing going to happen.
Some of these kids know
and they find
exactly
out,
what they're doing.
And then they find out the fat meat is greasy.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know,
some things that you have to just bite your tongue on, you know, and hold my peace. But no, I think that oftentimes some of the ones that need to learn the hard knock
uh-huh.
life lesson
uh-huh.
get breaks.
Yeah. And
you know, because you got to want to do better. You have to want to do better. You don't get out and start doing the same thing or, you know, have a record of doing certain things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that should weigh into the decision making.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I think so, too.
So, you know, it's like when I read that criminal complaint, like he was helping plot the kidnapping.
Yeah.
The abduction.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So it's like, you don't get to get that thrown out.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You don't get to get that thrown out.
Right.
Like, again, will he learn the lesson that he needs to learn from this? Will the sentencing be something that, you know, a lot of the community would be like, yeah, don't throw that boy's life away and all of that. But, you know, they had a gun on this 7-year-old boy. That's something that the 7-year-old boy will never forget.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Calling for
not.
His dad and his dad running in the house.
Yeah.
These are things that boy needs counseling, in my opinion.
Yeah, he does.
And not just for a little while.
And the father needs counseling, too, because how you go leave your baby like that? Mm. I'm finna go protect. You finna. Okay.
Yep. Like, I'm just, you know, like I say, I'm not going to go into reading the criminal complaint again, but yeah, he was instrumental in the plotting and the planning process.
That's crazy. But see, you know what? That's all well and good. These kids think, this ain't no big deal. Let's go do this and that, da 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 da. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They charge you as an adult because GTA or whatever. This ain't that.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't no, like, video game situation.
Right.
This is real life.
Yep.
You know, real things that you're doing with real consequences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the adults that were involved, shame on you for not, you know, putting your foot down. But, you know, of course, as you say, Homer, lots of Toys R Us of adults involved in this, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got some out the True Talk text line at 833-2. We can't even read these. We love y'all, though.
That part, you're going to learn today type situation.
Ari Moore, DeAngelis, thank you for chiming in. We appreciate you too, Ray.
Yep. Shout out to Bader Philanthropies, Inc. They're having their Bader barbecue today. From 3:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at 3300 North Dr. MLK Jr. Drive. It's free. It's enjoy a fun-filled afternoon of food, music, and community. We can't wait to celebrate with you. Shout out to Tamara over there, Big Frank, and all of the people over at Bader Philanthropies. I'll be stopping by part of my schedule throughout the day. I got to get to something by 10 and did something
right.
By noon. And yeah.
Right.
Up next, you already know, the award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes, of course, and, David Crowley.
Hey!
All right, we've just been informed that
there we go.
Milwaukee County exec and running for governor candidate David Crowley will be on.
Hey, well, check this out. That's good. Want y'all to trust God, do good, and know that something great is on the way for you. Great things are happening.
Yeah. Shout out to my class yesterday at Five Star Impact as well. We had a great group of students for the Homer Blow class that is going on now through the end of August. If nobody has told you that they love you today, I want to let you know that I love you. Please have a safe and nonviolent remainder of the morning, afternoon, evening, night. We will holla black on tomorrow.
See y'all tomorrow.
Find out what the business is. Thank you for a great show, Producer Xavier.
Thank you, Xavier.